Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
From executive producer Amy Poehler comes the new Hulu original comedy series, Difficult People. Billy Eichner from the Emmy-nominated Billy on the Street and Julie Klausner from Ugly Americans star in this unapologetic story that TV Guide calls beyond laugh out loud, very funny. Billy and Julie play best friends and aspiring comedians who seek fame and acceptance in the cutthroat New York comedy scene. Billy and Julie have no filter, no shame, and can't help but rub everyone the wrong way. From yelling at small children to crashing A-list parties, Billy and Julie are oblivious to the world around them. But they mean well. OK Magazine says Billy and Julie may just knock Larry David off his throne when it comes to curmudgeonly comedy. Difficult People also stars Gabourey Sidibe, James Urbaniak, and Andrea Martin. And guest stars include Seth Meyers, Fred Armisen, Kate McKinnon, Martin Short, Amy Sedaris, and more. Difficult People premieres Wednesday, August 5th, but you can watch new episodes on Wednesdays every week, only on Hulu.
We are finally back with two awesome guests, two friends of mine. I'm very happy to get on the show. And they are Craig Robinson and Owen Benjamin. Let's hear it for them, you guys. Studio audience in effect. It's 4:15 on the East Coast right now because it's about to be 4:20 somewhere. And I'm so excited. You're not gonna play the thing? Okay. that's cool. tomorrow night is the season finale of Mr. Robinson, Craig's blockbuster summer hit comedy show. Two episodes tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night.
9 o'clock on the coasts, 8 in the middle.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And I guess it's the same for Denver.
Denver will be at 8 o'clock.
It'll be 8 for Denver? Uh-huh. Denver Central?
Yeah, well, they're Mountain, but it's still an hour earlier than everybody else.
Mountain does that too?
No, Mountain would be an hour past Central, so.
No, but it's weird. Ahead, it's Denver's weird. It's just ahead. An hour early for some reason. I don't know why.
So, speaking of, I brought you.
You brought something?
I brought us something.
Nice.
I was just in Denver last weekend. And can we get it? Where's my camera? Can we get a
pointed at this guy right here.
And we got this little nugget. It's called Nutty Bite. And I don't know, but
and what it's just that's the name of the strain or
no,
why is it so heavy?
It's edible.
Oh. That sounds crazy. How do you open it. Oh, here we go.
I will take the plastic off.
So, you know, I don't do too many edibles on the show because, you know, it's kind of ineffective because by the time the show's over, it might not have kicked in yet.
But that's, yeah, but
you know,
it'd be a nice.
But look, there's a bunch of little ones
added.
In here. That looks crazy. It's got like almonds and some other stuff.
It looks like a weed Pringles thing.
Oh, that's it's a granola. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. Well, by all means, eat one of those right now if you want. It's 4:19, so we're 1 minute away from smoking. We've loaded up all the pipes on the table with some sativa.
I bet you're not supposed to eat this whole thing.
I bet you you're not. But, oh, and it says contents may be sticky. If I were them, I'd write contents may be icky.
What's the delay on edible? It's like a
it can
hours.
Be about 45 minutes to an hour, which is what this show is. So like,
nice.
You know, I brought in to show everybody what people are always wondering about what I do like when I travel. My dispensary has these thing called gold caps. And when you put them in your bag, just a bunch of them, it just looks like, you know, some sort of health nut thing, like bee pollen or something.
It's like vitamin E.
Yeah. And on an empty stomach, they kick in pretty hard in about an hour, and it lasts for like 3 or 4 hours. And it's also good for me right now because I have this weird cough that won't go away that I'm continually seeing doctors about. And probably has something to do with smoking too much marijuana.
But you just do one?
What's that?
Gold caps?
Yeah, yeah. You take a couple of them? Or these are the 25 milligram ones. There's ones that are 15 that are a little less strong. But the
Oh, you know what? Yeah, I used to have these. They were way smaller, though.
Yeah, these are pretty strong.
They do the trick.
And the sativa on the table today is called Wi-Fi number 3, for who knows what reason. And then the indica is called Berry Nana, if you guys want to try it, indica. I'm sure you smoke both, right? Sativa and indica.
Yeah, but you know what? I don't like be like, okay, this is indica, this is that.
Unless you just like, here it is, let's there. Smoke it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That's a good way to go. And Owen, you're not like a heavy pot smoker.
Yeah, I'm
I've never smoked with you. So when I heard you wanted to do the show, I was like, that's great, but I didn't know that you smoked.
Yeah, no, I really don't very often. I do every couple of years, but today I'm really gonna turn up the heat apparently.
All right, well, I already missed the window. I already missed it's 421, I mean 121 here. But go ahead and pick up something, you guys. And,
I need some scissors.
Give it a whirl. Do we have some scissors standing by? Yeah, producer Daniel Kellison's gonna go grab some scissors.
Sweet.
That's the kind of hands-on producer he is. He puts the laptop down and goes and grabs some scissors. There you go.
Thank you. I like to smoke out of scissors. Do we cheers?
Ooh. Here's to you, Mr. Robinson.
Hey.
It's going good so far. He's coughing and I'm not. But I'm gonna start coughing any second now. That's a nice item we got from Chameleon Glass.
It's like, sweet.
It's got water in it.
Yeah, it's
and it doesn't leak out most of the time.
It's a pipe.
It's pretty awesome. And then somebody sent me a bunch of these. It's a canned drink called Sprig. And it says on it, smile more, which I guess you would if you drink this. It's got a ton of sugar in it, so I don't know if I would drink it on the regular, but it's got 15 milligrams of THC in this one one can. So maybe I'll get an empty mug and pour some in there and we can try
it? This whole thing has 10 milligrams right here.
Oh, okay, so that's probably not, you could probably eat that whole thing and be in good shape. But how does it taste though? I don't particularly want to taste it, no.
I'll try a little bit.
It seems a little too nutty and chewy for my taste. Like I prefer Mounds over Almond Joy. I'm that kind of person.
It's not bad.
That tastes good. Sweet.
Yeah, it's got that, you know what? It just kicked in, what's this? Cinnamon? Is that cinnamon?
It's like definitely cinnamon. Mm. There's a little honey in there, I think.
Turn into a cooking show.
Yeah. Let's talk edible. Thank you. I'm going to just try a taste of this thing.
So sativa is more the, is that the sleepier one or the energy one?
Yeah, just bring one cup because it's only one of
indica is, what's it?
You want to try it?
Yeah, some ice.
I thought we were doing this.
Test?
I thought we had to do everything.
Yes.
You don't have to do everything, but oh my God, look at the color of this stuff. It's kind of like got a...
I wonder if we can play against
you. It's darker in the cup than it is when you're pouring it. But anyway.
Let me see
it. Look at that in there.
Oh, okay. That's what's that, good. Like orange?
Yeah, it looks like a orange drink. Oh yeah, it's very carbonated.
Looks refreshing.
And probably delicious. I'll get hooked on it. This little guy right here is an example of something you can get out in a loot crate. A dude in Tulsa, Oklahoma gave me this when I performed there recently at the Looney Bin. And he's like, this is from my loot crate. And I was like, well, you should keep it. And he's like, no, I want you to have it. Put it on the table. So there it is on the table.
That's awesome.
Little Batman guy.
He made it for you?
Yeah.
That's so the trip.
Does everybody have some of this shit? Let's try it. See what happens.
Cheers.
Might be nice.
That's really good.
It's not a bad tasting beverage. Usually drinks that have weed in them taste like you're just drinking straight up bong water.
I could drink that running like a marathon. Like it's like refreshing. Like, they could have little stands of it, and I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm sure you'll be very motivated to finish that run. I'm sure they'd have to do a go. You have to not pass any 7-Elevens or fast food places if you're high running. Ooh, more ice. Thank you. I'll put some ice in there now that it's an option, but I wasn't demanding about it or anything. I don't like this cup, though.
You guys want some ice? I like
so. Oh, yeah, you guys can have some, too.
I mean, is there any left? Okay, I'll take that little bit. Thanks.
So what's your high history, Owen Benjamin? Have you, do you remember like the first time you tried it?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was 12 and we got some from my brother and me and my buddies all stood around and smoked it and nothing happened, but we all pretended it did.
Right.
Like we all placeboed really intensely. Like we're just like, no way. And it was like garbage weed and it just for sure didn't actually get us high.
And then privately you decided that maybe weed doesn't work? Like how long did it take before you did it successfully?
My brother had a friend and he gave me weed when I was like 13 or 14 that got me like insanely high. And I was like, that is awesome. And I probably would still be smoking more if I didn't eat those two space cakes from Jordy, and I kind of like
Jordy
lost
Fox
my mind.
Gave you two space cakes.
Yeah,
like sounds like you should probably only eat one or half of one.
Yeah, it's called space cakes, so that like implies some sort of liftoff.
Yeah, and you ate both of them.
Yeah, and I was I kind of lost my mind.
Was it like on an empty stomach too?
Yeah, and I was also
there
really I was really depressed at the time as
oh,
well.
Oh, perfect.
So it was more about me than it was the cakes.
Okay, well that sounds like a perfect storm of. awfulness that would drive anybody, but I'm glad you're back to smoking just for the sake of this show. Your buddy from Sullivan and Son, Steve Byrne, is the only guest in the history of the show other than Tommy Chong, but he gets a pass because he was on, what was his reason he couldn't smoke? Oh, because he was on Dancing with the Stars. And he promised his partner he wouldn't smoke the whole time he was on the show.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, but every episode he'd like do this to the camera all the time, so at least he was representing in that way. But, Steve Byrne sat here and he had some alcohol, but he just didn't smoke at all. And I was like, the nerve.
That's the Korean in him.
I was like, nobody on Sullivan's Sons is even gonna get on this show. So you slipped through the cracks. I don't know how you got here.
Ahmed smokes a lot of weed though.
Oh, okay. We'll get him too then.
Yeah, nice.
But yeah, thank you for doing that. And Craig.
Yes.
What's your favorite thing to do when you get high?
Sex. Mine's
everything. Sex?
Yeah.
Yeah? The sex is better when you're high?
Yes. You know, no inhibitions, less inhibitions. And like, let's say you're kissing the neck of someone. All of a sudden, it's just this, like, oh, let me explore this little piece of the neck and just, you know, figure that out. So that's, you know, so and then it and turns into the entire body at some point.
And
or maybe not. Maybe it's just the neck or a piece of the thigh or inside, you know, but it's...
I think you should smoke from a really smart looking pipe while you talk.
Do you ever figure out the piece that you're figuring out?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a journey. So if that's what I mean by figure out. I take the journey. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Oh, so you don't like just rush into the...
The ladies
sex,
probably like
it
when you're high because just you know you can tolerate longer foreplay because you're like exploring the part of the neck and stuff.
Probably.
Great theory, Doug. Here's our little friend, the Onset lighter that we have. That's a very fun little item.
That's awesome.
Yeah, what do you think of that thing?
I wish I had that with my head.
If somebody just pulled your arm, put you in an arm bar, then a little flame would come out of the top
of
your head.
Yeah, like a non-aggressive, like not that hot flame, but still a flame.
This is a bad motherfucker.
Isn't that nice?
This thing looks awesome.
I love that thing. Here, check out the monkey.
It's so heavy. Oh, he
hashtag heavy monkey. We just bypass it around until somebody says the word heavy.
Really?
Yeah. Craig might have set a world record.
Look at
it. Let me hit this thing.
It's a what? It can just move this one arm.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like he's jerking off.
He's a masturbating monkey.
Yeah.
Or lighting up, like holding his joint in the air.
Oh, okay.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, hold your joint in the air,
okay,
like you just don't care.
Okay, I thought masturbation first.
The show.
So this is like a PB Hermit, the heavy, the word of the day.
It's kind of like that, yeah.
But it's always with the monkey?
Yeah, it's always, somebody eventually before? Says heavy, but sometimes it takes me like 15 minutes to get the person to say heavy.
So you like try and lead him down a this, path.
I mean,
happy.
It's so deceptive because you look at all this,
right?
And then it's like it's got to be what.
But there's some a-holes that will hold that thing in their hand and not say the word heavy. One of them is with us today.
Is it super heavy? Yeah,
it's
that's
a heavy monkey,
heavy.
Man.
I didn't even put that together. I was so just blown away by the flame coming out of his head. But yeah, he's heavy.
Now, I didn't realize he had a flame coming out of his head. So when you said that, if you go back, you'll notice that I kind of laughed, like, because I thought you were seeing a flame out of his head. There was no flame. So now, I'm gonna figure it out. Oh, still the arm?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's like it's a terrible thing because I bet people could really burn themselves by holding it the wrong way when they finally get it to light.
How do you light it?
Yeah, Daniel burned himself on it. You just gotta twist his arm like you're hurting the little guy.
This arm?
No, probably the other one.
Yeah, like you're throwing him out of a club. You're just like,
go the other way though.
Are you fucking kidding me? No.
I don't know what happened. Maybe you unwound it.
Oh, you mean just push it down?
Yeah.
There it is. Right. That's how it does it. But there you go.
Yeah, it's like he has a bright idea.
This part of the show is really fun to listen to for the listeners out there. The last episode we did, when I was on by myself having coughing fits, Washington, D.C. was still per capita the most people watching the show in D.C. It's been like 9 times total and 6 times in a row. And the runner-ups are all also places where it's legal. I think that's just going to be a consistent thing. Oregon, Washington, Colorado, and California. And I say it's legal in California because it feels like it is, right? You know, if you get your medical card or if you just don't blow it in a cop's face. You know, like, and it's just a ticket for just personal amount, you know? So, non-per capita views, this is really a complex thing. Texas ended up being number 2 with of most total views. So good on you, Texas. Yeah.
All right, Texas.
I'm gonna be in Dallas on Saturday and Austin for Fun Fest in November.
No,
we did Fun Fest together one time.
In Austin,
mm-hmm.
Yes. Gosh,
that was super fun.
It is. It's 3 times the fun.
You, me, and Tenacious D were all in a tent.
How hot was that tent, though?
The yellow stage. The yellow hot tent. And then they had the jambulance. They had an ambulance there that you could sit in the back and they played, Guns N' Roses while you were able to, like, just smoke in there.
Do you find Austin crowds are different?
They're special.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just... I don't know how they live in the middle of Texas and have such enthusiasm for
like you cannot go wrong.
Alternative things.
I think it's that river walk.
Yeah, that's
I think
what
that
it is.
That puts people in really good moods.
You're not thinking of San Antonio, are you?
They have a good river walk too. And a small Alamo.
Yeah. It's small?
Super small. It's like the size of this room. Smaller.
It does look like a 4-hour motel.
Yeah, it's a small place.
I'd ask for a room in the basement at the Alamo. Let's do some pot topics, you guys.
Pot topic!
Ohio, have you heard about this craziness in Ohio where it's gonna be legalized, or they're trying to legalize it, but the people trying to legalize it are big corporations that are putting in the bill something about they get to be the only ones that sell weed?
Interesting.
Yeah, I think that's the gist of it. It's all these words, oligarchy and anti-monopoly. I can't. Who's anti-monopoly? Like, especially if you buy Boardwalks, then you're pro-monopoly.
What was your favorite monopoly piece?
Oh shit! The little diggity dog.
The car? Not the
dog. The little, you know, terrier or whatever. Yeah.
I like the hat.
Now we're going to find out which one is Craig's favorite when we come back. That's called an amazing tease.
It was the car.
We'll be back.
Hey everybody, let's talk about Loot Crate. For less than $20 a month, Loot Crate gives the geek in you a special treat every month. Loot Crate is a subscription box service with $40+ worth of geek, gamer, and pop culture gear, collectibles, apparel, comics, etc. delivered to your mailbox every month. This month, we're cowering in fear at the return of the villains. Thanks for joining us as we celebrate our darker side with epic items from Marvel, an exclusive DC figure, a unique wearable we've never put in a crate before, it's a huge crate, and more. It's good to be bad. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it, it's over. Go to lootcrate.com/getdug and enter the code GETDUG to save $3 on your new subscription today. Hey, we're back. We're turning down the fan so that there's not fan noise going on during the show. And Daniel's running across in front of the cameras. Super professional, dude. A new study by researchers at Tel Aviv University found that rats
are climbing up
poor,
the toilets.
These poor fucking rats. They had to do.
Climbing up the sewer.
PETA's gonna be mad about this. Rats with broken bones healed much more quickly when given cannabis.
Wow.
During their healing process.
I'm talking about
it. I just pictured a rat in a little cast.
And the bones that were healed were also stronger and more resilient.
From cannabis.
From repeated fracture. So like they're like, oh, this little rat, his leg is perfectly healed. Now let's fucking go at it a little bit to see if it's gonna be harder to break it again.
Shit.
Weird study.
That's horrifying.
But I guess good to know, but probably not worth it in the long run. I don't think you should do that to the rats. And I think I should have read the pot topics ahead of time. Maybe put that one aside so that it would never happen. Because if I don't mention it, it's not happening. I want to do one more pot topic.
Damn, poor rat.
Pot topic.
Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner issued a mandatory veto of a bill last week, sending it back to the General Assembly for final approval. And basically, the amended version is going to make possession of up to 10 grams a civil offense. And yeah, you just get like a ticket or something or a fine for like $125. That's in Illinois.
That's good.
Yeah, sweet, sweet home Chicago. It's gonna be a great place for, I already feel like it's legal in Chicago for some reason. I don't know why, because it's not. 1,993 people are watching live right now. And I predict this one with you guys on it will get over 100,000 views in the archives over the next couple of weeks.
Sweet.
But everyone watching it today or tomorrow, they're sitting at home going, when are those? Mr. Robinson, season finale.
Yeah.
Yeah, on NBC.
Good show, piano.
And Johnny Hemp 1 wants to know, Craig, what was your favorite moment on The Office? Working on that show. I think I have a guess, but
do you?
I think so.
Oh man, that is, wow, one favorite moment.
Could be with or without this. You.
Oh, you mean just the TV How show great, itself, like my favorite scene or something?
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen Inside Out?
No.
The new Pixar thing?
No, is it awesome?
Phyllis Smith's her name from your show,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
She's the voice of Sadness, and it's amazing. One of the best cast voices in one of those things ever.
You know, it's crazy. You know, she used to be a casting, like, director.
Really?
And that's how she got the part on The Office. She was, like, reading.
She was hilarious on that show, yeah. And she, yeah, I love her every time I see her in something.
What's the voice of Sadness?
You know, the movie's about, it's a fucking intense movie.
Yeah.
It's probably the saddest, Disney movie this side of Toy Story 3 or Up.
All Disney movies are sad.
They all try to get you at some point.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, Baloo is dead. Oh, no, he's not. He was just in a coma.
Bambi's mother.
Right?
The list goes on and on. Right out of the bat, though. That first scene in Up is
Peter,
like...
Captain Hook's hand gets murdered in Peter Pan. What's that?
That first scene in Up is one of the most powerfully emotional.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Brutal.
So what's your favorite office moment? Did you think
Pinocchio.
One? Definitely. The scene where you come in and you tell a lie and about being inside a whale. Do you have a favorite moment from the show?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or are you going to go Jeff Ross on me and not answer a single question?
No,
I have to go that far back to find a guest that did that.
My favorite scene was... when Dwight and Michael were talking about the dentist, and Mike knew Dwight was lying, so he was like, "What's your?" He said, "What dentist did you go to?" And Dwight was like, "Crentist."
Crentist.
the way it was shot, it was like a Western, like a showdown.
Yeah.
And there was silence, and Mike was being the detective for Columbo. So, you know, and then Dwight was just Dwight, but lying, and just it's a beautiful, beautiful art piece. Yeah, and it was like Crentist. And then Mike was like, "That's pretty, coincidental that his dentist, his name is Crentist."
Dr. Crentist, the dentist.
That's what he said. Maybe that's why he went into it in the first place.
It's like, did Wetzel become the pretzel guy because of his name?
BJ Novak.
Does he do that bit?
Yeah.
Do you think it's because of the dentist bit, or did he write that? Which one was first?
No.
Interesting.
Because I just saw it. I didn't know that.
But no, BJ says, Bill Nye, the science guy, but he could have been any guy.
Oh, right.
He could have been a pizza guy. He could have been any guy.
That's hilarious.
You know who didn't have a choice? Wetzel.
That's funny.
Good stuff.
Because Victoria didn't
crazy. That's the great minds think alike. So you went straight to Wetzel. I wouldn't have thought that.
Yeah, I mean, there's no like Gary Best Buy. You know, I went through like every store I could in my head, and I'm like, Wetzel's Pretzels, that's a really specific name.
There's got to be other ones, though.
Gushy Sushi.
That's yes. not a thing, is it?
It is now.
But Victoria didn't just have to have a secret.
Because somebody's tweeting me Gushy's Sushi, so I'll know that you're really out there.
Do you have
M.R. Craig Robinson?
Sullivan and Son type bar you go to? Yes. I mean, I'm from a town with 10,000 people, 3 nuclear power plants, and 200 bars. So there's a lot of Sullivan and Son type bars I've been to and worked at and
you
drank
had
at.
Me at power plants. Where is this place?
Oswego, New York. District 12
there.
In the Hunger Games.
Really?
We have 3 nuke plants.
Oh my God.
Like per capita, that's almost a nuke plant per person.
Almost.
Yeah. I was off.
Give or take a few.
9,997.
What's going on your phone, Craig?
I'm trying to see if somebody tweeted me from this right now.
Oh shit.
That happened. Let's see.
See what they're saying to you.
Yep. Just gonna let the phone download.
Nice.
We might have to give you the building code.
Oh, wait. Okay. I don't think you should quit acting.
In my defense.
Uh-oh.
Someone said, I don't think you should quit acting.
Who's your favorite pro wrestler? Somebody said.
They asked you that?
Yeah. Gushy Sushi. Chris!
Shut up.
Oscar, son! Yeah, Gushy Sushi. It's a thing now.
Nice.
And I was going to say, type the double
hashtag O. Hashtag Gushy Sushi.
Yeah, because Chris, you win your name being said on this program.
Oh, what a wonderful prize. We'll get that in the mail to you.
Well, we already did it.
Let's do pod quiz hop shots.
Was that you? Please tell me that was you.
No, that was James Adomian.
Dude, me and James did a bit.
The show is happening now, yes.
Okay. Well,
no, you can talk about it.
Well, we,
what just happened?
James,
did you just stop just, talking on a talk show?
The paranoia kicked in.
Okay.
Okay. So,
is this the story you're not supposed to tell then?
No. I was like, forget it.
James Adomian
did a bit where he was doing
the
governor of Minnesota.
Jesse Ventura.
Yes. And
I can't go as deep as he does.
I started playing Imagine on the keyboard.
Nice.
Imagine there's no heaven. And he started doing that as Jesse Ventura.
Oh, God.
Believe Tears. It if you try.
but like, imagine that yeah. there's the world hunger. Like, he just went on
total
preaching.
Dramatic spoken word like Shatner and Rocket Man. I love it. Okay, we're going to play a game from Doug Loves Movies, because I love having you guys on that show as well. And it's a little thing we call Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? And I'll say a tagline from a movie, and you guys have to guess which movie it is. First one to guess right gets a point, and nobody really wins anything. It's just for fun.
Wait, can you do the rules again?
Yeah. Let me take another hit off of something. I'm just going to say a tagline that's associated with a motion picture. It's usually on the poster.
Okay.
You know, and then you guys just guess what movie it is. Nice. One hit could ruin your whole day.
One hit could ruin your whole day.
Mm-hmm. What movie would that be the tagline for?
One hit could ruin your whole day. Dude, Where's My Car?
Ooh, not bad, but I don't think they're even seen smoking weed in that movie, which is a weird thing about it, but I could be wrong. Any guess, Craig?
One hit
could ruin your whole day. Nothing? You're gonna know it when I tell you it.
I know, but I need more time.
All right, I'll give you guys a second one.
Well,
you can work on both of them.
You
no, no clues.
One hit could ruin your whole day.
What's so cold about it? No clues.
No clues, man. Fuck you, man. They wanted a role model, they got a playmate.
Role models.
Nice.
What is it for reals, though?
Oh, shit. The Girl Next Door.
They wanted a role model, they got a playmate.
The Girl Next Door.
No.
Role models.
No.
I thought it was role models, too.
Role models.
The Girl Next Door.
No.
They haven't made a role models to yet.
Weird Science.
No, that's not
that's
a bad
That's a good guess, though.
It is.
That's not bad.
They wanted a role model, they got a playmate.
I think that movie had a more famous line, but I forget what it is. Can you look up what the tagline was for
It's not with the
Weird
they
Science?
They got a playmate.
It's not the little blondie next door, the porno?
All right, narrow it down to movies that you guys were in. And then give me your answer.
Is it The House Bunny?
Yes. And one hit can ruin your whole day. Which movie were you in where your day got ruined because somebody took a hit?
There's two taglines for
The Girl Next Door.
Weird Science is what?
There's two taglines.
Okay, yeah, they sometimes have more than one. What's the first one?
This Bud's for You.
This Bud's for You? What?
That's what it says. And then the other one, it's all in the name of science. Weird
Science. Oh, okay. And then, but then it's just a shot of Kelly LeBrock standing in the doorway with a half T-shirt
exactly.
on.
One hit could ruin your whole
sexy.
Day.
Sexy. One hit could ruin your whole day is Pineapple Express.
Whoa, nice.
Damn.
Nothing ruins a party like the end of the world.
Oh, is that the one?
Is that one?
That's that,
you know.
Yeah.
Is that a new tagline?
Oh, end of the world.
Yeah.
Nothing what?
Nothing ruins a party like the end of the world.
What's that fucking movie?
Don't say this is the end. It's not.
Yeah, this is the end, right?
This is the end.
Yeah.
But it could also have been the one about the apocalypse that you were in. What was that called?
Rapture Palooza.
I mean, you're in both of them. Rapture Palooza. You were the devil in that one.
I have the apocalypse game on.
You were sexy devil in that one.
Apocalypse.
And No Regrets. What movie has this? Tagline, no regrets.
No regrets?
Mm-hmm.
What? Trainwreck?
No, that's Everybody Knows One.
What?
Oh.
This is one of your movies.
I just remember that because I drove
this one that I'm in?
Yeah. No regrets.
No regrets.
I
think we might stump you on this one.
I'm in it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the pattern I just noticed.
I'm gonna give him one more.
No regrets.
Kick some past.
Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yes, very good.
Is it
good.
Chuck and Larry?
No, it's on Netflix now. I'm dying to watch it. Staten Island Summer.
Oh yeah, nice.
Yeah. I wanted to get in a plug for.
Oh yeah, Staten Island Summer. It's a great flick.
Starring our buddy Zach Perlman. He's been on the show.
Zach's awesome.
ZP.
Yeah.
Colin Jost.
I never met him.
That was a fun game, you guys. Have you had a hit in a little bit?
Oh nope.
Yeah. Sometimes we get so high we forget to get more high.
Where's the professor?
That's the tagline for this show.
The tagline for the show? Do we need a tagline?
Sometimes we get so high, we forget.
Can't see the professor.
The who?
The professors.
You got something smart you're gonna say?
You can only smoke this week. We have something profound.
It looks like the driver in the Imagination Land mobile on South Park was smoking one of those.
Yeah.
Imagination Land.
It's very. It's got a Willy Wonka thing going on. We used to have one we called the Wonka Pipe, and we retired that one and brought this one into the game. Because I get these kinds of things sent to me all the time, so please stop sending me stuff, but thank you.
This was a gift from someone?
All of these are. They're all like donated, mostly from this place called Chameleon Glass. It just sends me, every time they send me a box, it's bigger than the last one. And I'm like, I can't get this through my apartment door. I don't need that many bongs. What's the matter?
Open a museum of pipes. Are you kidding me? And you could do podcasts and shows right out of the back.
Most places that sell pipes, though, a museum of pipes, they're in a case.
Yeah, but
and you
Doug,
look at them,
Doug
and
Benson's
you get to go home with one.
Museum.
Yeah, curator would be an awesome title.
Yeah. I don't know if I have great taste in pipes, you know,
that's the point.
I just like them.
It's your shit.
I mean, how can you not love a pipe that supposedly has my face on the end
of it? Look at this.
That's incredible.
Yeah, isn't that
fun? And then you got names, you got the professor.
I don't smoke out of it, but it's here.
You got the pipe bong.
This one looks like a sex toy, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Like the anal bead.
Anal
pipe.
Please.
No,
anal,
dude, please. Dude, this is the sex toy.
Yeah. That's an aggressive sex toy.
This thing is ridiculous.
For who?
If I smoked out of this today, I'd be coughing for 10 minutes. So I'm gonna leave it be for now.
That's a pipe.
Which
the Batman.
One? Batman is he's from Loot Crate.
But he's a pipe?
No. But you know,
oh, I thought you'd smoke out
we put a couple of holes in the right places and I bet you it could be.
You could smoke out
of
Batman's
dick. You don't want to really put a lighter up to that, though, because it would definitely melt his face off or whatever. I'm going to do the plugs before we go to break.
Can we play the game again with the same questions?
I don't think I'd do any better the second time. I'm wicked high.
You would one have hit it, could you ruin have your whole day.
Pineapple Express.
Boom. There you go.
Ding. Oh, you're getting so much joy.
It's tough. You didn't. It's so much fun because people like. Why would you know the taglines from your movies? You know, it's like something you shouldn't be paying attention to anyway. But it's hilarious to me when I sneak them past people, and it's not because you're high. You know, on Doug Loves Movies, people are perfectly sober and they still don't remember the taglines from their own movies. So it's a fun game for me. It like gives me a little sense of power. Oh, you're in movies. You're successful. I'm going to fuck with you. Craig Robinson, tomorrow night, man. Mr. Robinson, wrapping up a season with two episodes back to back.
Yep.
It's debatable what time. We couldn't agree what time it's on in Denver. But no matter where you are, check it out. You know how to figure it out.
Thank you.
And Owen Benjamin has some dates we want to plug. Ontario Improv in California, September 24 through 26. It's fun out there, right?
Well, I got a bunch more there sooner. Just owenbenjamin.com/tour. I got a bunch of them.
Cool. And you have a podcast.
I'm in Ontario this weekend. California.
Oh, you are?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You gonna do some meth while you're there?
Why not?
Is that a meth area?
When in Ontario.
Oh, I think so. I mean, Ontario's I've never seen meth in the flesh.
Meth in the flesh.
I've never seen it, but if I did, I'd imagine it'd be there.
I did once in
they definitely like their weed out there.
Montana.
Really?
I was partying with these people, I ended up in a trailer park, and they were all doing meth.
Wow.
And there, Uber hadn't been invented yet, so I was kind of, it's kind of rough.
I've never been to Montana.
Montana's pretty sweet, except if you like...
Doesn't sound like things are close together.
Right.
And you don't have Uber.
Yeah, if you're at a party and you want to get out, yeah, it's like a party on a boat. You can't leave.
That used to be the worst when you're like at a party and you don't want to be there anymore, but you're on the road, so you have to like...
Yeah.
You have to get them to call for a cab and then wait around for a cab to show up. And
I got a 2 mile radius rule now around the club and hotel.
I like a fast bounce when I'm at a party. When I decide I don't want to be there anymore, nearest exit.
It's called the Benson Peace Out.
Yeah, it is.
I call it absquatulate.
All right. Why didn't they laugh? Is Owen's podcast? It's pretty new, right?
Yeah, a couple months.
Cool.
It's on iTunes. All right. By Jokes Bomb.
Well, you guys know we have one more segment, and you know what's going to happen. Very excited to have these guys watch a magic trick. So we'll be back right after these messages.
And honorable food club. These three wise captains sail the world seeking the ultimate bite, whether it being an unknown hole in the wall or the hardest reservation in town. Each episode, they decide if a restaurant will be presented with the coveted food club plaque, or they will burn the award in front of their door, a disgrace.
I did At Midnight the other night. We're back. And I didn't smoke before the show for like the first time in ever. Like I always get really high when I go on that show. And it was the first time I did it not high because, you know, smoking also kind of helps set off the cough. And I didn't want to be like on a game show where you're like buzzing in and then suddenly be like, can't speak and my eyes start watering. It'd be really weird.
What are you smoking?
But I can get away with it on this show.
Can't speak.
You were being hilarious when it happened, so I was able to just, I just powered through it. Daniel was like, what, that happened? 2,243 people watching this.
Do you remember Tropicana?
Yeah, when we played there?
Yeah, you ever played Tropicana?
That was one of the most fun weeks of my life.
I always do the improv one at Harris.
It was like
It's like a Tuesday to a Sunday. It's like
this was like two shows a night. Some guy in a cowboy hat opened the show, I think. And but yeah, we were just there together in the same hotel, but like a 2 mile walk between our rooms.
Really?
Because he liked to have a room way in the back for some reason.
Because that's where the suites were.
Right. No, those you had a big ass room.
Yeah, it was like a mile away though. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, and but it was I loved watching your show every night because you like make up stuff on the spot that's hilarious, but also I just love all the songs you play and you know like it's the weirdest thing, and I'd probably get that way with you if I saw you more, is it's like you just wanna like I'm sure people come up to you after shows and go, why didn't you do that song that you did the last time? You know, because you really want to hear it again. It's not like fucking jokes that like, oh, I've heard that joke. It's like, it's so much more entertaining and unfair, and that's why I hate you. People that have one skill other than, you know, if they have something else besides joke telling, it pissed me off. Because joke telling's all I got.
But you know what, dude? Two of yours are repeat for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, is a 10.
Oh, I love that joke.
Eight. Oops.
it's how I let her know that I'm finished making love.
Yeah.
And one other one is
just do them both without the setup.
I would totally screw it up, but I'm like, but the she's Asian.
Who's Asian?
Or she's Hispanic. What did you say? After you do the exit?
Oh yeah, yeah. I just attributed it to the wrong race, so that it won't be a racist bit that I just did an offensive Asian voice. Then you just finish Mexican. Up with she's Mexican. Everybody has a good laugh. We all acknowledge that the voice was racist, but also still kind of funny.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate, you know.
And people get less uptight about Asian humor for some reason.
Well, I think it's just because Asian people are just nicer about it. You know, they're like, we know we're better than you in almost every way.
Right.
So why, you know, split hairs?
Yeah.
Let's get Gabe out here, you guys. It's time to watch a magic trick.
Well done, buddy.
Hey guys, how's it going?
What's up?
I'm here. Oh, you mind helping me?
Yeah, let's do it.
Any card.
All right.
Show it to Craig. Show it to the camera over there. Cool. Place it back here. All right, I'm going to cut it into the deck. Give it a shuffle. All right, would it be cool if I could make your card appear in between these two jokers?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that impressive?
Is that cool?
I'm going to try and be a little bit more specific. Watch
1, 2, 3.
Whoa!
Oh, no. That's insane!
Wow, we should maybe like go into the, do a little edit on the archive version and do that in slow motion or something. Or does that ruin it? We'll show it from behind. I'm wearing my special Back to the Future 2 t-shirt because on October 21st, I'm going up to San Francisco to the Castro Theater and doing a Benson movie interruption of Back to the Future 2, because this is the date that Marty goes to in the future.
That's awesome.
So we can sit there in the audience and compare. Oh shit, we don't have hoverboards yet. We're not at Jaws 19 yet.
We have hoverboards.
What?
We have hoverboards.
We have hoverboards?
You just invented one, right? It's like legit.
Yeah, they got them. All that shit is out there.
They've got them.
Not on a conspiracy level, but yeah,
okay.
Do you know those people flying around? They do it on the beach.
Jetpacks?
They got jetpacks. They got all this stuff.
Can you drone yourself?
What beach are you going to?
They put airplanes in the sky. What do you think? They can't make a little bitty.
You guys worry about being in a plane, a commercial flight, and a drone. Smacking into the plane?
I worry more about birds.
But they say that they make the windshields thick enough that birds can't go through, so that's why they think drones probably won't, because most drones are fairly lightweight,
right.
You know, because they're drones.
That's horrifying.
I wish
nobody'd spoken about it at all.
Yeah, because now
I might not have thought that as a possibility, but the bird thing does bother me because the one Sully Sullenberger landing that flight in the Hudson,
that's from a bird.
That was because of a bird, and it just makes you go, why doesn't that happen more often? There's birds,
there's birds
in the way
everywhere.
All the time. Yeah.
Like I've been hit by a bird like me, and I'm not moving that
on a
fast.
Roller coaster.
No, I was biking.
Oh, yeah.
And I just hit a bird. Like I'm not that tall.
A bird one
you're pretty tall.
Pretty
jumped
tall,
on
but
my
not like
head,
bird hitting
like,
tall.
Like thought it was a nest or something. This kid says, it's chooch, and jumped off.
Are you serious?
I swear, I was in high school. I was walking with a girl too. It was like the funniest shit ever. I mean, it was embarrassing as hell, but it was like so damn funny that we couldn't do nothing but laugh.
You're like,
laughter was more powerful than shame, embarrassment.
That's good, that's really good that you're able to do that. I've got stand-up shows coming up this Thursday in Phoenix, two nights from now, at Stand Up Live. And then the week after that, I'll be in Wichita and Columbia, Missouri the week after that. All the information is at douglovesmovies.com. Order your mugs, your t-shirts, your blue cards. We'll sell all of those things to people over the internet. Go to bit.ly/DougMerch to do that. Don't forget to subscribe if you like the show and you haven't already, or you know if you hate the show, it's still fun to click on things. You can also subscribe on iTunes for the audio only version, even if you may never listen to it. If you subscribe to it, then we, you know, get more numbers attributed to us and better advertisers. Not better advertisers. Today's show is brought to you by the best advertisers. Fellas, thank you so much for doing this. How's everybody feeling?
Yeah, I'm really high.
Right?
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I feel really relaxed.
We got into it. Yeah, it's a nice thing, you know? I was saying to Owen earlier, I hope you don't have any other plans today. And you've got a thing at 7?
7:30, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck.
With Gene Simmons.
Good luck with that. No way.
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna like have a heart attack or something.
Yeah.
You're gonna panic badly.
Yeah, it'll get intense.
Can't imagine. I mean, I just talking to Gene Simmons not high kind of scares me. You ever run into him anywhere, Craig?
He saw one of my shows at the Improv one time.
He loved it.
Couldn't have been nicer.
Yeah,
been right. More complimentary. He was dope.
Was the wife?
I mean, but his Gene Simmons cool. Like,
who was there with him? Was his wife there?
It might have been his wife. It was, I don't know, a good 9 years ago, I bet. But you know what? I don't have any concept of time like that. I think something was 12 years ago. People are like, that was last week. You know, that was 2 years ago, you know.
I hope they don't say that was last week. But 2 years, I get that. That 10-year difference is, it goes by in a blink. Yeah, so enjoy yourselves, everybody.
Yeah. Keep those drones away from those planes, you guys.
Yeah, come on. Why are you flying a drone around anyway?
How
just
high
to
did they go?
Invade people's privacy?
Do they go way up?
Well, it could be, they don't have to go up too high to come in contact with a plane that's landing or taking off.
It would be so much scarier up there where there's no oxygen now. That'd be horrifying.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would hope that they'd work it out like they did in Airport 1975, where when something smashed into the front windshield of the plane, the co-pilot got sucked out,
but
Charlton Heston had his seatbelt on, so he stayed. And then they, no, it wasn't Charlton Heston. Both of the guys got sucked out, or they both got killed or something. And then they lower Charlton Heston into the plane from a helicopter flying over a jumbo jet. That's their solution. And so I hope that's what happens.
I don't.
So Charlton Heston's no longer with us, but somebody.
So the vacuum sucks him out, but they can lower someone from a helicopter.
Because they get the flight, you know, they get the stewardess flies the plane for a while, Karen Black, and which is great casting because she's all like cross-eyed, you know, and she's trying to fly the plane. And it's pretty amazing. It might be Airport 77. That's the one where they're in the water with Jack Lemmon. They go underwater. And then 79 was the Concorde. The really super fast jet going to Europe, but I don't know what was wrong with it.
Have you seen Zero Hour?
I don't think so.
It's what airplane, it's...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's really...
It's all the beats that airplane took. But they added so many great...
The
jokes are so amazing in that movie. It really, really holds up. We got to get going, you guys. It went a little over, but
I
don't want to end either. This is amazing.
All right, let's go for a couple more minutes.
Double header, here we go.
Double header.
I'm reminded of two stories. First of all, I remember Owen came to, but we ended up at Formosa for a few minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you were with that gorgeous girl who you had just met. It was pretty smooth.
Was it?
I don't remember. But yeah, Formosa.
Yeah.
And then Formosa's getting closed
down. Was her name Wednesday Adams?
Probably.
Christina Ricci.
Was it Christina?
No. It was like, I think you just met her.
But he dated Christina Ricci for a while.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I like to drop that whenever the opportunity presents itself. I'm proud of him for that.
Absolutely.
Biggest height difference in
fucking
dating.
Pumpkin.
She was like 4'11", and I'm 6'7".
How did you meet her?
I was in a movie with her where we were love interests. Just went straight to Netflix.
Oh, you're that guy.
Yeah.
What's that guy?
Hey, it was in Flint, Michigan. We didn't really have a big community to hang out with.
Yeah,
that's cool.
I think those onset
appears mad cool.
Yeah,
you never had an onset romance ever.
Never, ever.
Good for you.
When I was a school teacher, I had some romances with single moms, but that's about it.
Is that going to be depicted in season 2 of Mr. Robinson?
Oh man, it's season 1 already.
You did? You had an affair in season 1?
Dude,
what's the other story? What's the other story?
A random story. This happened. We were maybe Ontario or something. So we're back there in the green room, and the waiter comes with some wings. He said, "Everybody, some wings." And then you were like, "No, we didn't order." I was like, "I didn't order." He said, "No, we didn't order." And the guy's like, "Oh, okay." And then you said, and he was like, "Okay, I just take these." He's like, "No, no, you leave those. And then we're gonna order some other stuff." And that cracked me up because we were thinking the exact same thing. "No, leave those wings. It's okay that you don't know who they are. Those will be ours."
Yeah.
"But then get our order."
Or as long as they're here, why would they leave?
Yeah.
The party's just about to start. That's great.
Told you it was random.
We're both, that's super random. It's an interesting thing for you to remember. I remember like hilarious things that you said, but in my case, you just remember that we agreed on something. Thanks again, you guys. Owen Benjamin and Craig Robinson.
Good man.
Thank you for having us.
Best guests ever. And we'll be back in 1 week. We're going to do a show next Tuesday, August 25th. Time to be determined, but if it comes together, I'm pretty excited about yet more awesome guests coming into this basement. So yeah, so we'll see you next Tuesday.
GMAG, get more awesome guests. GMAG.
Mag, Meg.
Awesome. GMAG.
GMAG. Mag.